We got a special guest joining us again on the Outdoor Show. It's been a minute. DNR wildlife biologist Christy Sitar out of the Newberry office. Thank you so much for your time today.
No problem. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I really appreciate you carving a little time out, and I can't wait to talk to you about just what's going on in your general region of the Eastern UP. I would like to start with the duck hunting in your area, because I don't talk about it a whole lot on the Outdoor Show. The middle part of the UP is kind of mediocre, admittedly, and over by you, it's definitely quite a bit better anyway, especially the further you get towards the St. Mary's. So what's been going on with the waterfowl? What are you seeing for migration over the last week or so, and then for the season?
So I think, you know, this cold weather has started moving ducks around more for sure. And so some of the folks that I know that are out duck hunting have picked up a few more birds here and there. Here in my portion of the East UP, which is kind of the west half of the East UP, if you will, we have some floodings, basically, that folks are hunting. Further over near Sault Ste. Marie, as you kind of mentioned, is that big Munuskong flooding, and that gets a fair bit of hunting pressure. But I live pretty close to one of the floodings, so I can hear when people are out there hunting. And I have heard kind of steady hunting pressure throughout season, even some midweek. So folks are definitely out there looking for ducks. And like I said, some of those folks at least are picking up a few more birds. One guy that I was talking to yesterday, a friend of mine, was telling me that his duck numbers are down from a couple years ago, but he's not done either. So,
have you started to see a lot more divers with this colder weather and this big snowy front that came through?
I haven't heard people saying that, and I haven't gotten myself out to any of those floodings in the last week or so. But I haven't heard folks saying that. It would make a lot of sense, though. You know, it's kind of something expected.
All right, well, let's move along to the upland birds then. Interesting reports on grouse this year. Been getting phenomenal numbers of flush rates from hunters, including in the Eastern UP. The interesting thing about there by Newberry is I'm still hearing reports of woodcock, where the Central and Western UP, I've hardly heard any reports on woodcock. So I guess let's start there.
Yeah, so I have probably a little less info about woodcock than grouse in general, but I'm not surprised. We do seem to have woodcock, you know, for a fair bit of time here. I wouldn't be surprised if a few of the great spots still are holding a few birds. You know, the birds that are coming down through and finding those good spots to hang out in, not necessarily birds that have been here the whole time. I have heard that woodcock here in the East UP are about the same as they were last year. So we kind of expected them to at least be about as good or even a bit better, but it seems like they're about as good here this year. Grouse are kind of another story. We've got a ton of folks grouse hunting over here in our GEMS, Grouse Enhanced Management Sites, of course. There's two in the East UP, excluding the one on Drummond Island. There's one in Mackinac County and one in northern Chippewa County. Those have been getting hit pretty hard for folks hunting. So we kind of keep track of how many maps and things we put out there. We've got these little mini kiosk map stations at every one of our parking lots, and those things are getting hit pretty hard. In addition, we always, you know, since our offices aren't open yet, we still wanted to be able to help those hunters. So we put some maps out on the front door of places outside of those GEMS, so folks have other places to go, right? And we've had quite a lot of interest in those as well. That's pretty usual. And then folks are definitely reporting seeing lots of birds and flushing lots of birds.
Well, I really appreciate the intel on that. That's consistent with what we're hearing. It's a pretty exciting year for bird hunters for sure. Christy, I'd like to continue with you later this hour and get into some deer talk and black bear, if we could get a little more time from you.
That sounds good.
Christy Sitar, DNR wildlife biologist out of the Newberry office. Stay tuned, and we'll continue later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.